According to the Centers for Disease Control, 34% of Native American adults smoke, higher than any other group in the U.S. Data shows roughly 40% of Indian high schoolers smoke as well, compared to 33% for whites, the second highest group. So it's no surprise to many health workers in Indian country that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death among tribal members. Cardiovascular disease, for which tobacco use is a contributing factor, is also rampant.
On a daily basis, I see people smoking as I drive around the res as 10 and 11 years old.
Jeremy McLean is a Bad River Ojibwe tribal member and program director for the Wisconsin Native American Tobacco Network based in Ashland. Since it was founded in 2000, the organization has tried to curb what it calls commercial tobacco and encourage Native people to use it in a more controlled spiritual sense.
Native Americans traditionally always use it at ceremony, as in prayer offering, an offer for someone of services, put down when we're collecting resources from the earth, the belief being that you never take nothing without giving something in return.
McCain says many Indians say smoking is fine since it's part of their traditions. He says there's a big difference between burning tobacco for prayers and chain smoking during a lunch break. McCain adds that corporate tobacco has targeted Native Americans with special marketing gimmicks that even include Indian imagery on wrappers and cartons.
They actually focus on populations of low socioeconomical status, and Native communities seem to be within that category.
McCain says all of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes are signing on to help the Wisconsin Native American Tobacco Network's programs, including a smoker prevention camp taking place next month in Rhinelander. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.